This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, our contestant Robbie won his way to the final round at the end of the show. We'll find out a little later who he will face off against. But first, it's time to welcome our special guest. She's an actress, an author, and one of the original hosts of TBS's Dinner and a Movie. Her latest book is called Wherever You Go, There They Are, Stories About My Family You Might Relate To. Please welcome Annabelle Gurwitch. Welcome, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
So, Annabelle, you have had a lot of jobs in entertainment. As an actress, you appeared, on Seinfeld, Murphy Brown. I was surprised, though, looking at all of your accomplishments, that you also wrote 2 episodes of Thundercats.
I did. That was, my first job after being a mime on the street, passing out flyers.
Are you serious?
So my friend was working for the company that produced Thundercats. And I think there was maybe some weed smoking involved when I said, we could do this. We could write this stuff. And so we wrote these 2 scripts. I had no idea what I was doing. No idea.
You just watched as much as you could of the Thundercats oeuvre.
That's right. That's exactly. There is an oeuvre to it. See, the thing was the swords, they would say, Thundercats, ho! And then their swords would grow. And it was I didn't start writing again until many years later. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And well, this new book is really about it's the nitty gritty of your family's roots.
Well, yeah. So, the premise was no matter how hard you try to escape your crazy family, you just end up in another crazy family.
That's true.
No one from my family is speaking to me now.
Okay.
I've written this book. So I only have chosen family now.
Your dad was someone that was obsessed with get rich quick schemes.
Yes, it's true. He had all these ideas for businesses, right? So he had insurance business. He was in real estate. He had art galleries, silver mines. At one point, he was in the softcore porn business, distribution business. And in high school, I wrote the copy to the movies. That was my job. There was it wasn't like that.
Preparing you for a future in writer of Thundercats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was more like the thing was they were really like exploitation movies. They were very disappointing to people who came to see them. So I never actually saw these movies. I just saw the artwork, right? So the poster was a woman, and she had on sexy chaps, and she had a riding crop. So I'm 17, and so I write the radio copy, which said, "In the house, she was a lady, but in the stable, she was a animal." It's great. How does that sound, Dad? So that was.
And
that
how
was
much that. Would you get paid?
Not enough.
Well, yeah.
For that kind of
that's
creativity.
Pretty, yeah. That's got comedy in it, wordplay.
Totally.
And because of him owing money and being in shady deals, you guys actually had to get up and move from one part of the. You were in Alabama, you had to move to Delaware.
Yes. We were kind of one day we're riding around in the Rolls Royce with the mahogany pull down trays, and then the next we were homeless, living with my aunt and uncle. No, it was kind of an itinerant childhood. And, what does that lead you to? A career in show business.
Well, I was going to say, you'd think you would seek stability and become,
Well, my sister is an attorney. She became that person. And for some reason, I was I'm used to the circus. I'm sticking with it. I don't know why.
Now, you were saying that you also, you can't escape your family because you also will recreate them with new people.
That's right.
You find your own tribe.
That's right. So it's really about the narrative of the book. It's a collection of essays, but there is a narrative which is leaving my family behind and going out and looking for my people, as you do. And of course, my first people were the theater tribe people.
And somewhere along the line, you decided that it was a UFO cult.
Okay. I'm trying to appear marginally intelligent here, but I was, when I was in the UFO cult, which I was in, you know, it was the 1980s and everybody was like meditating or doing this new agey stuff. And I met the psychic who told this group of people, I know, you're looking at me.
Well, I love that you're like, it was the 80s.
It was
everyone kind of had a UFO cult.
It was, you know. I had watched a lot of sci-fi growing up.
Yeah.
So when we were told that we were this reincarnation of a pharaoh's family and that we were in communication with the aliens who were communicating through a computer buried under the poles and that we were going to be part of the first contact and taken back to the home planet, you know, it sounded all very reasonable. But I actually suspect that I am not the reincarnation of a princess from the 18th dynasty.
Another one of your books is called Fired, which is a collection of famous people's stories about getting fired.
Yes.
You were inspired to collect these stories after you were fired by Woody Allen. So
yes.
What was it about that particular situation that was so traumatic or, I don't know, was it traumatic?
I would say traumatic and transformational. Mm. So the thing was, I sucked in front of my comedy idol at the time. It was that thing, that moment of expectations meeting reality. Like, at that moment in time, I thought he was like my comedy idol, and he thought that I was terrible. But I realized that, you know, my story about being fired by Woody Allen was really a great way of getting people to tell their stories. When I said, you know, I was fired by Woody Allen, then people would tell me their stories. And so I did a sort of Studs Terkel kind of thing where I went around the country and I asked people their stories about being fired. Like Paul Feig, who directed Ghostbusters and
Bridesmaids
and everything funny with women in it.
Yeah.
And like he was fired from being the Ronald McDonald because he was terrible at it. Or one of my favorite comedians, Dana Gould, was fired from the Dana Gould Show. Three times. Pilots with his own name. He said by the end he had no character. He was playing a weather front. So I just love these stories. What they were really about was about how you have to pick yourself up and go on after what you might consider to be a really big failure. And that helped me to hone what I think is, if I have a voice, it's the idea of the dissonance between your expectations and the reality. And that's the premise of that book. And then this book about family and why. Why do we always think when people say, oh, it's such a great thing, they treat us like family, that's when we should run in the other direction. Well, because people should really say, for business, we'll treat you like friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Are you ready to play an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
Yes, of course you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Annabel Gurwitch, everybody. Give her a round of applause. Okay, so for many years, you co-hosted TBS's Dinner and a Movie.
I did.
So that's where a movie played on basic cable while you cooked a recipe that was inspired by the movie. Did you watch all the movies beforehand to try to figure out the recipe?
Yes. I saw like the worst movies of the 80s and 90s. See, the whole thing was TBS had this huge old library of movies that nobody cared about at this point, but they didn't even know what we were doing. They just gave us a studio, and then I would invite friends over like Janine Garofalo or Jeff Garlin or Bob Odenkirk, and people would just come, and then they caught on a couple years into it.
That they had a hit.
Yes.
So one of the things that we loved with Dinner and a Movie is the punny recipe names. For example, for Ghostbusters, the recipe was called I Ain't Afraid of No Roast. So in this game, we're going to give you the title of a film. You have to tell us the name of the real dinner in a movie recipe based on that film. And if you do well enough, listener Delfina Kopacki from Portland, Oregon, will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube.
I'm going to try.
I think it's going
to
be great.
I sort of had to like excise those puns. I had a punectomy or something. It was...
There you go.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's multiple choice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, look at that.
Woo.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
Okay, here's your first one. For
okay.
Basic Instinct, the recipe was called A, Sharon Stone crab cakes, B, flash fried psychokra.
Oh, you're really making that sound good.
And C, Michael Douglas asparagus with bacon. Which
I'm
one?
I'm going to say it's Sharon Stone crab cakes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That was the recipe. But I'm sure you considered uncrossed chicken thighs. I didn't write the movie.
Yeah.
All right. For 9 to 5, was it Jane Fondue? B, What a Way to Make a Liver? Or C, Male Chauvinist Pig?
It was Male Chauvinist Pig.
It sure was. For Roadhouse, was it A, Bar Brawl Bouillabaisse, B, I Used to Roast Duck with Guys Like You in Prison, or C, Patrick Swayze's Cracked Ribs and Black Eyed Peas?
Patrick Swayze's Cracked Ribs and Black Eyed Peas.
Yum, yum, yeah. For City Slickers, was it A, Mad Cowboy Chili, B, The Legend of Curly's Fries, or C, I Carp Bigger Than You?
It was the Mad Cowboy Chili.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
We were, for some reason, like, we were really heavy on the beef back in those. I don't know why, but we just did a lot of beef eating in, back in that day.
For the dinner.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, just thinking about it. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our special guest do?
Congratulations, Annabelle. You and listener Delfina Kopacki both win. Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes.
Annabelle's latest book is called Wherever You Go, There They Are. Stories about my family you might relate to. Give it up one more time for Annabelle Gurwitch.